Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Here, Burt Show.
How's everybody doing this morning? Quick check-in. Kristen, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Yeah, I'm doing good. No complaints.
Good. How you doing, Ma?
I'm good.
Yeah.
Tired. Had a long 5 days, and I'm having that day where my lady has been here for like 3 weeks, and I wanted my personal space, and she left this morning, and now I'm sad. I don't know what to do with my life. This is weird.
You got to pick a struggle, my guy.
I do, man. I do.
Welcome to love, man.
Yeah, I know. It sucks.
Abby, how you doing?
Well, I don't have a partner to complain about since no one was hanging around me for 3 weeks. Must be terrible.
You got to stop following up after me. You got to change the order.
Same old, same old. You know, it's Tuesday.
We'll put Cassie before you for now on.
Oh, yeah.
Because
yeah.
That's a safe bet.
Yeah, I really can't top that.
All right, so Katie is breaking away a little bit, man. She loves being part of the youth group. This trivia night that you all do, she's got to have to back away.
Yeah, so this is something that every Thursday in the group chat, Rebecca and Jackson be like, hey guys, we're doing trivia. Who's going to trivia? Who's coming up for trivia? And I don't even know how this trivia thing got started, but it's
big. I feel like we had kind of talked about it, and this is a bar that I frequent all the time with a bunch of friends of mine. But since they've all kind of moved away to different places, I was like, let's bring this back. Like, I used to have so much fun with this, and I feel like we have pretty good general trivia knowledge with all of us combined together. And so, you know,
just because I'm curious, who is the strongest in each categories? Like, so if sports comes up, who's getting that?
Sports is going to be probably me.
All right.
It's not Mikey, considering he didn't know who Tom Brady was yesterday.
I mean, I still can't believe it.
Mikey's just there for the vibes.
For looks.
In the Miller Lite.
Yeah. Katie, what's your specialty?
I don't think I have one.
Well, it's going to be make an easy transition then when you back out. Rebecca, what's yours?
I'm definitely like movies and pop culture. Jackson does like really good with like general ref and mountains for some reason.
Mountains.
He always knows mountains.
What? So random. I don't know. I just happened to know the last two mountain questions.
Just curious. Okay.
So I felt bad because they've been doing this for months. And I feel even more bad because Rebecca's the one who's like, guys, who's coming to trivia today? Who's coming to trivia today? Who's coming? And then Jackson's like, oh, I'm at another wedding. And then Mikey's like,
there's always one person in the group that takes things a little too seriously. If you're on a softball team, hey, no sex and alcohol. We got a game in 2 weeks.
So I felt guilty, but especially because I want to show up for Rebecca. I want to prove that I know something, maybe, possibly. But I had never known where this bar was, and I don't even know what the name of it is.
It's Smith's Old Bar in Midtown.
Oh, yeah. It's legendary.
It's a classic.
Man. Yeah.
See, I had no idea. So I hear this name of the bar, but I couldn't picture where it was or anything like that. So this past weekend, I'm going to brunch with my best friend.
You know there's Google Maps for that.
Yeah, but I didn't look. I didn't care about
that's
that.
That's a lot of work.
A lot of work. She watches traffic in other states on it when she's bored. Yeah. Wait, that much work.
Wait, what?
You don't remember this?
No. How did I miss this?
Yeah, I like to watch traffic. I'll go into like Google Maps and then you go to the cities and you see where it's red and yellow and I'm like, oh, tonight's a busy night in LA.
In states she's never going to go to.
Why? Why? Another combo for another time. But that's an interesting quirk. Okay.
But Kristen, to your point, I wasn't going to look it up until I knew I was going to that place. So I was like, it doesn't matter if I'm not going right now.
Okay. I will never forget that.
So you know the traffic is really bad on the 405 in LA, but you have no idea how to get to Smith's Old Bar.
No clue.
Okay. All right.
So as I'm at the red light, I look up and I see Smith's Old Bar. And I'm like, that's the bar? And my best friend's like, yeah, that's Smith's Old Bar. And I'm like, that's the bar where they play trivia. And she's like, you don't remember? Like, that we've had some times there. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I recognize the building.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I've had some times at Smith Old Bar.
Yeah, that's how it happens.
And the last time I went, it was years ago, and it was with my best friend, and she was dating the manager there. And we shut that place down. It was after it closed and stayed late, had a good time. Well, they had a breakup that ended on really bad terms. Like, it's just bad terms where it's just like, we stay away from that place. And mm-hmm. I know that building and I know not to return to that place. And I was like, I can't go back. I can't go to trivia. My best friend's ex works there and I don't want to be in any awkward situations. And she's like, yeah, he actually still works there. I'm like, no.
That makes some sense.
I refuse to go to trivia. And I'm like, okay. I just can't. But is that a silly reason? Because I don't want to be in an awkward situation.
No. If you're avoiding somebody that you think is toxic and you're showing loyalty to like a good friend because their ex works there and you don't want to have any like interaction with them, I don't think that's a trivial reason.
If we're going to argue the loyalty point, how about the loyalty to the people that you're right here that need you each and every, I don't know, 3 months? But you haven't had a lot of interaction with this manager dude, or you have?
No. Not since, it's been 2 years.
Yeah. You really think it's a big deal?
No, if he's still there and your friend is like, he still works there and you don't want to have an awkward interaction with him and you just, I'm all about keeping life simple, keeping life drama free and keeping toxicity out. And if that's going to be a drama filled, toxicity filled night, then don't do it.
It's 2 years ago. It's one weird, awkward moment maybe for the guy who's probably not even thinking about it anymore.
I still hate guys that screwed over my friends from high school.
This might be a
good thing. Women remember.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
This is so suspicious. A key suspect in the 2016 armed robbery of Kim Kardashian suddenly died right before it was set to go to trial this month. This is so weird. Something don't smell right. Now, what I didn't know about the Kim Kardashian robbery that happened about 10 years ago in Paris. Remember this, the details, they like ran into her hotel room.
10 years ago? Wow.
I know. It feels like it was yesterday. And they were trying to steal all of her expensive jewelry. And they go by the grandpa robbers. I don't know why when I pictured the people that were going to rob Kim Kardashian, you know, move past security and whatever. I pictured like the stealthiest guys in Paris. Like this was a scene from Taken. Like Liam Neeson was going to be on the other side trying to take him down and save Kim Kardashian. This guy who mysteriously passed away for reasons that we still do not know was 72 years old.
What?
So he would have been 62 at the time or 63 at the time of the robbery.
Do you know how hard you have to get a guy 72 years old up from his chair and not watch Murder, She Wrote to go do anything?
Well, there were like masterminds behind it. There were people who were actually like in the Paris apartment executing the robbery. And then there were like getaway people. So I don't know where he placed, like where he was a factor in this.
He's not the getaway guy if he's 72. No.
He's probably not.
He's speeding out at what? 6 miles an hour.
That's the thing. You send him in there because he doesn't have to speed out because you never suspect someone that age to be stealing from you.
But Donald's just a sweet little old man.
Yeah.
But don't forget, that was a very traumatic experience. It wasn't like somebody just came in and like robbed her and like left. Like she was there. She was duct taped. They had weapons pointed at her. She didn't think she was going to see her kids again.
like they, she's now got PTSD. They did some damage.
So the guy who passed away is what they called a super fence. So apparently he was involved with just trying to find buyers for the stolen jewelry. There's still 10 more people that are going to be involved in the trial. So it's not like, oh, this guy got away. We'll never get justice. There's still a lot of people involved here. Reports indicate that we still don't know how he passed away. A lot of people think that it could have been like a hitman job because he knows so many other identities that could be involved, and they didn't want him to reveal who those people would be in the trial. So it could be that, but we still do not know the exact details on what happened.
Why is it not possible that it's natural causes? The man's 72.
You know what? That's that could happen
because that's boring and nobody wants to talk about that.
So it's not included in my reports. I feel like they would have been like, yeah, he just like died. I feel like TMZ would have been like, reports are still developing.
Yeah, I feel like the list of natural causes gets longer and longer and longer the older you are. Could have been anything.
Okay, I never thought I would report on JoJo Siwa this much, but she's actually involved in some pretty juicy drama over in the UK. So we obviously don't get Celebrity Big Brother because it's a UK show right now, but she's involved in a very salacious, I don't want to call it cheating scandal because I don't think you can technically call it cheating, but it's definitely some emotional infidelity. So she's on this show, Celebrity Big Brother, with a UK TV presenter named Chris Hughes. This guy's 32. JoJo Siwa is 21. And JoJo Siwa has been in a relationship with somebody named Kath Ebbs for the last couple of months. And so if you've ever seen Big Brother, you know that they're like constantly filming. You're seeing them all the time while they're participating in this competition. And the entire show, these two have been canoodling like way more than what you would expect to see a platonic friendship engaging in, like snuggling on the couch and they're in the hot tub together. And everyone's like, you're just doing this while your partner is at home watching this on live TV. So apparently the show wraps up and her partner ends up coming to the wrap party for Celebrity Big Brother. And JoJo ends up just completely breaking up with her in front of the guy that she was kind of canoodling with. And now everyone is kind of like, This was so poorly done. You should have broken up with your person before you ended up going to Celebrity Big Brother. But here's her on ITV's This Morning explaining why she decided to break up with them at the wrap party.
I'll be honest, that was not a plan. That was not an intention. That was not supposed to happen like that. Initially, I was told that, you know, the wrap party was something they didn't want to attend. And then about an hour into the wrap party, they decided they wanted to. And so I was genuinely just going to have a conversation before. And then it just led to another. They straight up asked me if I was happy and I said no. And, you know, one thing led to another. And that conversation did take place there.
Now, here's the most embarrassing thing. Like, you risk it all for your relationship. You end up canoodling with this dude on live TV for how many weeks? And then Chris Hughes, the guy that she was all up in arms with during the show, uses the term friendship 15 times when he's asked about their relationship. And now she's saying that they are just platonic.
Look, he's a great guy. It is platonic. We have a lot of fun together. Life is life. And I don't know any future of anything. But I'm really grateful for our dynamic that we have and our bond that we have. And whatever life does, life will do.
This is The Bird Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot.
And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
An entire country is coming after Kaylee. We will explain here in just 1 second. I feel like as I am getting older, I find myself rolling my eyes more on a day-to-day basis. Let me give you an example. Cassie, I want you in on this one, right? So I am heading into Petco the other day to get Franny some stuff. And that's an English bulldog. So what's that?
Well, just because of Franny's such a person name that it's funny that you would go to Petco to get like your grandmother something. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's just such a granny name. Franny is a granny name.
Although I guess you could get older folks stuff there.
You could for their pets.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or if they want to chew on something. So I'm walking into Petco and there's a woman that she looks like she's about your age, Abby, right behind me. About 6 feet behind me, right? So I was raised to hold a door for a woman. So I hold the door open for a woman. And as she is walking past me to go into Petco, she says, "I can do that myself, thank you."
Uh-oh.
I just let it go.
That was rude.
That is rude. And we're in the South, too. I feel like you should know better.
Like, I open the door. I feel like you should open the door for everybody. Like, if I see somebody, like, if there is somebody within close enough proximity that they're going to, like, I walk through the door first, but I hold the door to make sure they get it. Did you, like, open the door for her to, like, walk through and then you followed in behind her?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I do the same thing at the gym when there are dudes behind me.
I get it. Yeah, I don't know. She must have been, I'm going to chalk that up to maybe she was having a day. And maybe that has something to do with something else. I personally don't take offense to that. I think it's just people being polite. So
the only narrative I had in my head really that, and it was a quick thing, was just like, she like a brand new feminist or something and she's just digging in.
I was going to say, I feel like a lot of people, myself included, it's a pendulum swing. So when you first, you know, change your beliefs about something, you tend to go in hardcore and then you chill out and you come back to the middle and you're like, all right, a dude opening a door for me is actually nice. It doesn't mean that I'm buying into like sexism. It's just a nice gesture. If I were her, though, I would have just said thank you and walked it. Like, you don't need the unnecessary commentary.
Yeah.
You are doing something nice. Everyone knows you can open a door for yourself, baby girl. Like, no one's doubting it. So just say thank you and walk in, or just be like, I got it, and wave you off before you get to the door if it's that big of a deal.
It definitely backfired because I didn't feel any closer to women after she said that. I didn't feel like we were closer at all. Any ideas?
I think probably what Cassie's saying, where it's like, I think women, when you think being a feminist, it's like, I can do everything myself. I prefer to take a more sneaky approach to feminism, where it's like, yes, I can do everything myself, but it's a lot more fun when somebody else does it for me.
But like the whole, like, that's what, like, and feminism is just, it's just about equality and having choices. Like, if you want to do that for yourself, you can. If you don't, you don't have to. People have like such this skewed view and like this harsh view of feminism. Being a feminist is a good thing. Like, everybody in this room is a feminist. Bert is, Abby is, Mo, Cassie, myself, because we believe in equality across the genders. Like, that's at the core of what feminism is.
Well, I don't know if Bert believes in feminism because you took that choice for her opening the door away from him. I think that's why she was mad. You didn't give her the choice.
That's a good point.
She wanted the choice to open it up.
So a real feminist would have closed the door on her face.
Next time I'll ask, hey, is it cool if I open the door for you or not? So maybe you're right. All right, a whole country. Is Australia the only country that is also a continent?
Mm.
Oh. Do I have that right?
I don't know.
Antarctica.
Yeah.
Is it a country?
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Oh my God, we're going to get so blasted online if we don't remember.
Americans, they don't know their geography.
Nobody say Africa. Nobody say Africa.
No. I think it is. I don't know.
The seven continents are Asia, Africa, North America, South America, Antarctica, Europe, and Australia.
Australia is the only country in the world that covers an entire continent.
There you go. Okay. All right. That's not where I was going with this. But whatever it is, country, continent, they're all coming for Kaylee. Cassie, you want to read these? And it has everything to do with Vegemite in this whole segment we did a couple of days ago.
So Kaylee has a family member who lives in Australia, and he brought in a snack that Australians often eat called Vegemite. And it is this kind of like paste, almost like a Nutella, except not does not taste like Nutella. It's made out of brewer's yeast, and it's very bitter and a little grainy.
It's super salty.
Yes.
It literally is the worst tasting thing I have ever had in my mouth. I hate goat cheese so much. I will take a pound of goat cheese to the face before I would eat 1 ounce of that again.
Wow, well, that's a lot. And so if you're familiar with like Marmite, it's similar to that from our UK people. But basically, and it's also one of those tastes that gets worse as you keep eating it. Like it doesn't fade. It just builds.
The aftertaste.
Keeps going, man.
They say in the culinary industry, it has a very umami flavor.
I think it just has a gross flavor.
Yeah, don't bring my mother in this.
You dork. But the thing is, we have uncovered that Kaylee set us up for failure because he did not serve us the Vegemite in the correct way.
Yeah, he knew this segment was coming up today, so he actually took the day off. He was scared.
He's taken tending to a sick child. Leave him be.
Tomato, tomato.
Vegemite, Marmite. So on our Facebook fan page, Catherine Begley, or excuse me, in our fan group, she said, fellow Aussie listener here, and I totally agree, lashings of butter with a small amount of Vegemite, too much Vegemite, is a common mistake made by non-Aussies. Mandy Vickery says, Kiwi here, which if you don't know, that means New Zealander, loving seeing the Aussies sticking up for Vegemite. The ratio was wrong. He's given us too much Vegemite.
Is that what it
was? He didn't make that.
Thin layer. Or whoever did it. And Whipple says, yep, another fellow Aussie here. I cringed when I saw how much was on Moe's toast. A little goes a long way.
Yeah, that was flooded, man.
Yeah. Jess Maskris says, I was crying inside watching. And then Courtney Calvert said, I'm an Australian. I also felt he did us wrong. I've never heard it referred to as a healthy option. Yeah, it's a staple. We love it. So it's supposed to be butter and then a tiny thin layer.
Schmear. Not even a schmear.
Like a whisper.
Just another way that we Americans are pushing away the rest of the world.
Sorry.
By hating on Vegemite?
By hating on Vegemite. And it was our fault. We put too much on it.
This is The Burt Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Waitlist by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
So give us a couple of seconds here. Real talk. We're about to send you anywhere you want to go in the world for $100.
That's not an exaggeration.
No exaggeration. Give you all the details here in just a couple of seconds. All right. So it's just a couple of weeks ago, and here we are now. It's the end of April. And you know what the typical thing is here? You know, January 1st rolls around. Oh, this is the year. This is the year I'm going to start working out every single day. I'm going to start watching what I eat. This is the year I'm going to get in really good shape. And then slowly, by this time, most people just fall off. It's just like, it takes up too much time, man. I can be watching TV. I can be watching Netflix. Kristen, no different. She starts in January. She's all fired up. Oh, find me a swole mate. I'm going to be in the gym every single day. And I have not heard her talk about her working out in weeks and weeks and weeks. So am I calling you out or not?
And this is not an exaggeration either, Mo. I actually looked up the date because you know how I like to exaggerate things.
Mm-hmm.
March 10th, I started my strength training journey at Pinnacle Fitness, located in Buckhead, mm-hmm. with my personal trainer, Jamie. And I am proud to say I am 6 weeks strong.
Hey.
Wow, 6 weeks.
Six weeks strong, baby.
Come on now.
All right. So for those that are trying to get fired up still.
Yes.
And you know, this is the reason why I hate New Year's resolutions. Everybody's like, all right, I'll start it on January 1st. And then come February or March, if it's not working for you, you think you throw out the rest of the year, right? You can start this any day at all.
Today. You can start today.
Forget about the past months, right? So if somebody was going to start today, what has kept you motivated?
Proving you wrong.
Okay. Sometimes that's enough.
All right. Anybody listening right now, I don't think you can do it. I don't think you're going to go into the gym. I don't think you're going to eat right. Anybody listening?
So a quick 30-second recap as to how I found myself doing strength training with a personal trainer. I had been lamenting and bemoaning and groaning about the fact that this place I had been going to, Stat Wellness, in order to get my body and my mind right and my hormones right, my nurse practitioner was like, you need to start doing strength training. Like, it's very important, especially for, you know, women in their 40s, for longevity and just quality of life. And a year had passed and I hadn't lifted a weight, right? And so, and even though I went back to her and I was very forthcoming, I'm like, listen, haven't done the first thing when it in regards to strength training. And so I had been, like, once again, you know, bemoaning and not complaining, but just...
Oh, you're complaining.
I was complaining because I didn't want to sweat.
That's the funniest complaint.
Literally asked me for a workout in which she didn't have to sweat.
Bert, I have never heard of it.
Bert gave me an app to download that I downloaded but never opened. Bert took me down to the gym here at our place of employment, and he showed me everything, and I went down there once after that, and that was it.
Typical guy trying to like fix things when you can't fix things, dudes.
You got to be ready. Well, you put me on the spot and you brought Joanne from Simply Buckhead magazine in here because Abby was like, all right, well, you need accountability, because I was asking for accountability. And she's like, we're going to put you on the cover of a magazine regardless of what you look like if you don't get your butt in the gym. And so Joanne from Simply Buckhead came in here and they gave me, like, it was just the most generous, kindest offer. I mean, they were giving me a membership to Pinnacle Fitness with the personal trainer. So I asked, you know, because I recognize if I really, really wanted to, I could make the time and I had the financial means to do that, but I hadn't. So I was like, all right, that's a beautiful offer. Can I have a listener? Can I offer the same thing to a listener? And she was like, absolutely, which is what took us on the journey of finding my swole mate so I could have a partner to do this with, right? And I'm proud to say 6 weeks in, I am still doing strength training twice a week, doing yoga twice a week. Jamie wants me to do a fifth. I'm still working on getting that fifth day in. A couple of things of note. So for a while, I saw no difference. He saw a difference as far as like an actual physical, you can like actually see a difference. One of the women that I work out with at the same time on Wednesday complimented me. She saw a difference. And I'm like, I don't know what these people are seeing. Mm. And it was
because you look at yourself every day.
And I told him that. However, when I went to go try on dresses for the rally on the runway, they fit different. So, and the other thing too, and this was not the purpose. The purpose is to get stronger. This is strength training. I haven't lost a single pound in 6 weeks, but that was not the goal. I have now, what I am noticing is like, I pick up Jimmy easier. Mm. When I'm doing yoga, I'm doing poses I was never able to do before. I'm holding poses longer. Like I see how the strength training is benefiting my yoga and making me stronger there. So I feel stronger. Everything's kind of like, you know, tightening up. I did take a week off when we went on vacation, even though he had given me homework and I didn't do anything that week. But when I went back in and I told Jamie, and I was very honest, I was like, listen, I know we had a game plan. You gave me some exercises to do. I was like, I walked past the fitness center on my way to get gelato. But I didn't step foot in there. But he was like, that's okay. He goes, and this is why we do this. And we got right back into it. And I was able to do all the exercises. I was more sore and it made me realize, oh, I'm still at the same level I was, but now I'm more sore because mm-hmm. I took that week off. But just because I took a week off doesn't mean I threw away everything that I had done. I just started back up again.
I mean, he's a professional. He got trained in this area. Personally, as a guy that's been working out since I was 16 years old, and you guys know how much of a gym rat and health nut I am, I think a week off is actually really good for you to break away from it.
Only 4 weeks of working out, though?
That's fine.
Okay.
See, here's what I think. Here's part of my thing, too, and I really want to get my training certificate. At some point or another, I'm going to do this. My thing is that I think people put so much pressure on themselves, especially in the very beginning, that mm-hmm. they burn themselves out. So what? If you've been working out for 4 weeks pretty hard, and you're on vacation, and you want to hang out with your family, and you take a week off, I think that's great, even if it's just 4 weeks. And I also think people start too fast. Yeah. Like today, this journey can start for you today with a 5-minute walk. That's it. But we go online and we see all these fitness influencers that have, the majority of them have doctored their pictures anyway, or you see all this weight that they're taking on. It starts with just a 5-minute walk and that's it. That's where the whole thing starts.
And working with Jamie, like, and you know, obviously we don't want injury. We want to like, and he's been so smart about everything. He's been smart about the number of reps we do, which have like slowly increased. He's been smart about the amount of weight we have started with, which has slowly increased. And I've seen those changes as well as we're doing stuff. And then I finally got to work out with my swole mate, Elizabeth, the one who won the Pinnacle Fitness prize. And she and I finally got to work out yesterday because her husband was so sweet. She's got 5 kids, right? So one's in high school and one's in preschool. So she's got a lot going on. And her husband did the kid swap. He came home for lunch to watch the little so she could come work out with me because she typically is in the gym at 6 a.m. And she and I got to work out together. And let me tell you, if you can find a buddy to do this with, that's the hardest I've ever gone at the gym, was having her with me because we were pushing each other the entire time.
Oh, that's great.
That's good.
Yeah, that's the most winded I've been and the sweatiest I've been. but it was great having her and just having somebody to talk with and to like, you know, interchange with our exercises. And it's been a good experience. Now, I'm going to be fully transparent. I still don't want to go.
I never want to go.
I don't think that ever changes.
Yeah, that never changes.
So I want to be honest about that. If you think one day you're going to wake up and be like, I can't wait to go to the gym. Shoot. No, I wake up Monday and I'm like,
yes.
At 11:30, I'm going to be doing leg press.
If I only went to the gym the days I wanted to go to the gym, it would be one day on, 6 months off. One day on, another 6 months off.
It feels amazing after, though. When you push yourself through it and you finish, it feels amazing.
Absolutely. And I'm going to go ahead. I was holding Jimmy walking down the stairs the other day, and I tripped. And my foot slipped. And this is the first time in 4 years walking down our stairs that has happened. And I mean, you can say I'm, you know, over exaggerating, whatever. I don't think I am. I think because I've been doing strength training and I've been working on my core, I was able to fall gracefully and hold myself and not fall all the way down the stairs because I've been doing strength training. Man, otherwise, he and I would have tumbled down the stairs together.
Yeah, there's also a ripple effect here too. And I'm not shoving this down your throat, but when you start working out like that, it helps you in so many other areas. Because when you're spending that kind of time in the gym, at least for me, I'm like, I'm not going to put all that crappy food in my body if I'm busting my butt in the gym for an hour. I think it's one of the reasons why I cut back on alcohol too, is like, I'm so, I try to be so fit and I'm spending so much time in that gym and then I'm poisoning myself 2 hours later at a bar. I'm not doing it.
No.
So the ripple effect is just all the way around.
No, I agree. However, I'm still having my glasses a lot. I told Jamie out the gate because I mean, obviously when you're doing strength training, you have to think about protein. There's been like a ripple effect for sure. But I told him, and I looked him dead in the eye, and I'm like, I will do a lot of things for you, Jamie, but I am not giving up wine.
Won't do that.
But I won't do that.
That's what Meatloaf was talking about.
All making sense. All right, so I promised you this, man. Listen to this, because this is no overhype or anything. How about going anywhere in the world, anywhere? Go look at a map today. Anywhere you want to go for $100. We at Burt's Big Adventure are making that possible because we're doing a new raffle this year. Not the car that we usually do. Now we're focusing on travel. So I'm all fired up about this.
It's the first ever Burt's Favorite Things travel raffle. Like Burt said, we used to do this with cars to benefit Burt's Big Adventure. But this time we are giving you an opportunity and options to have your dream vacation for only $100. So here are your three options. The first is a $10,000 trip to the Dominican Republic. I have been to DR about three times in my life. There's a reason I've been there three times. I absolutely love it. If you have not been on a vacation in a while and you're looking for somewhere to go, DR is the perfect place. Now, I have personally never stayed in a private villa, but you get the opportunity to do that in a five-night stay at one of the most exclusive resorts, Casa de Campo Resort. And thanks to our longtime friends and supporters, Daniel and Christina Lee, they are making this possible. Abby, tell them about the other options there.
Yeah, I think a whole week off is underrated. Like, when you think constantly, like you're going to the gym and you're working out, you need to have a little time off. Now, I will say the next trip might be a little bit more involved for you body-wise, because if you've got kids and you got to go to the Walt Disney World, you're going to be walking all day, every day. It's going to feel a little bit like you're working out. But we have an $8,500 trip to Walt Disney World. It's a six-night Walt Disney World vacation package that includes your stay at a deluxe Disney World resort, kind of like the ones that we stay at for Burt's Big Adventure. It ain't cheap. We were just at the boardwalk this year, and that is the spot to be because it's close to all my favorite places, meaning the bars. And you also get park hopper passes, four of them, at and all thanks from the amazing team at Wish Draws Travel. You can also choose your own adventure anywhere in the world.
That's fire.
This is the one, right?
That's the one right there.
I know you've probably got some recommendations. Mo's been everywhere. So we'll give you $7,500, a gift certificate from our friends at Delta Vacations.
If it's up to me, I'd tell you to go to Fiji or Bora Bora. But yeah, it's your adventure. You don't have to be influenced by me.
These Delta Vacations, I was looking it up yesterday. I think they have properties and vacations in 37 different countries or something.
Oh, my God.
More than that. Maybe it was 60. I have to look it up again. Something crazy. They got a Delta Vacation for anywhere.
Wow.
And to be able to go anywhere really you want to go in the world for $100, I mean, you let your mind go nuts.
It's insane.
Yep. $100 and we're only selling 5,000 of them. You have until 5 p.m. this Wednesday, or you enter until we sell out. For tickets, go to birdsbigadventure.org.
Yeah, I think I got that wrong. I think it's like 60 countries.
60?
60. Ooh, 60 countries with Delta Vacations. All right, again, at birdsbigadventure.org. And we're wrapping this whole thing up at 5 o'clock tomorrow night. So you only have today and tomorrow. So get on it.
You're on The Burt Show.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.